Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
B-Pod Studios.
Nap. Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
I can't think that could be interesting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The last of all, if I play, what percentage is there that I'm going to get hurt again? Doctor said, 10%.
And I just lost it. I said, look, it's 10% chance, but it's 90% chance that I won't.
And then I chimed in to the doctors. What happens if the 10% kicks in? And they said, well, then his career would be over.
Wow, everybody's just thinking about the negative. Well, I think the glass is half full. Everybody thinking it's half empty.
So I said to Michael, you're not understanding the risk-reward ratio. If you had a terrible headache and I gave you a bottle of pills, and 9 of the pills would cure you and 1 of the pills would kill you, would you take a pill?
And I look at him, I said, depends on how bad the headache is.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
I can't think that could be interesting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I asked him, if I play, what percentage is there that I'm going to get hurt again? Doctor said, 10%.
And I just lost it. I said, look, it's 10% chance, but it's 90% chance that I won't.
And then I chimed in to the doctors. What happens if the 10% kicks in? And they said, well, then his career would be over.
Wow, everybody's just thinking about the negative. Well, I think the glass is half full. Everybody thinking it's half empty.
So I said to Michael, you're not understanding the risk-reward ratio. If you had a terrible headache and I gave you a bottle of pills and 9 of the pills would cure you and 1 of the pills would kill you, would you take a pill?
And I look at him, I said, depends on how bad the headache is.
Is that what you're wearing? 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And the Jordan documentary there. And we're talking about his rookie year, which I unfortunately am old enough to remember. And seeing him several times. I was talking off the air with Lockhart and Dan. A lot of people in the 50s, born in the 50s. In fact, two players from Albany State on that team. Caldwell Jones and Charles Jones. I would imagine they were brothers.
Oh my God! I
would imagine
he was playing against the Celtics when it was the Sixers and the Celtics in the late '70s. He was 35 then.
I will tell you, sir, that he had 11 years in the league at that point, Caldwell Jones.
And, well, Fred, a lot of
Dave
people...
Corzine, 6 years. Here's how old I am and how stupid I am, is that I remember Dave Corzine playing. I probably saw Dave Corzine play. What are you doing? I probably saw David Corzine... My daughter's over here. I probably saw David Corzine play 20 times in my life, like live in person. Like, he might have played for, let's see how long Dave Corzine played since it's the marathon.
Well, I'll tell you this, Fred. You looked up that roster. There's a lot of people last night who wanted to look up who was on the rookie year roster for Michael Jordan, because there's a scene where he talks about how he went and knocked on the door. He was staying at a hotel during his rookie year, and he knocks on this door, and he hears his voice go, I wonder who that is outside. Here, we're going to clean up. And they open it, and he goes, it's MJ. And they open it up, and it's almost his entire team, and they're all doing lines. Everyone's doing drugs. There's, like, women everywhere. And so the guy who's making the documentary said, I heard that your team had a nickname and it was called like the Cocaine Circus. And Jordan just starts laughing and he's like, yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And so, but at that point he said he didn't want to have anything to do with that. I don't know if that's true or not, but I mean,
well,
that team apparently was really bad into coke back in the day.
If you look at the Steelers never lost a Super Bowl. And the one that they – I don't know how many they played in Miami, but there was one they played in Miami where they were – I've seen pictures of them doing cocaine. The night before cocaine. They were doing it the night before. By the way, Dave Corzine, not as long in the league as you – well, 78 to 91. So Dave Corzine
– well, that's pretty long. That's a great career. That's
so
a
I'm
great
ge- – I'm
that's,
guessing
that's three
I first saw
contracts,
him.
Or back in the day, only two contracts probably.
I don't know. Who knows? I'm guessing I saw him first in 81 and last in 91. So I don't think – what did I say? I saw him 20 times? I don't think that's ridiculous. I think that might be true.
You talk
like
about
every game you
talk
to,
about feeling old, Fred.
Chicago.
Well, the one thing, too, you talk
no,
about feeling old.
No, he was barely on the team. Go ahead.
You talk about feeling old, Fred. Why is it that like clips from 1997 now look like they're from like 1960? Like when you watch, when they show these old like games from this 1997 season, it looks like the golden age of television. I mean, the graphics are all crappy, and I'm thinking to myself, I thought this was like looked pretty good, and now it just looks like utter crap. And it just goes to show you how old we are now.
Who's the best basketball player you ever saw play?
Best basketball I ever saw play was Jordan.
You know who for me is? The kid from the Knicks that ruined his knee.
Which one?
Oh, he was so. Oh, come on, John. That's why you're on the show.
Well, I mean, Bernard King
Bernard
was great
King.
When I was
Bernard
a kid.
King.
I mean,
Bernard King. Bernard King is the best basketball player I've ever seen.
Bernard King was amazing in the 80s. He was averaging like 40 or 50 points a game when he played the Celtics that one year.
And yeah.
Cedric
Bernard
Maxwell
King,
had to guard him and close him down to win the series.
Good. Yeah, good. I'm sure he did a good job. Bernard King is the best basketball player I ever saw.
Okay.
Best professional basketball player I ever saw.
You never saw LeBron King. Live, John?
No, I've seen LeBron live, but Jordan – it's funny. I watched Jordan live. I had a chance to go to the Garden and watch Jordan when he came to town. And, you know, you kind of forget about that, and it's the last thing you saw, and I've seen a lot of LeBron too. And I was a LeBron guy up until last night when I got reminded just how devastating Jordan was.
Okay.
And now I'm back on Team Jordan.
And there's another thing, too, that I noticed last night. Everyone said one thing about Jordan, and that was that he never turned it off. Like, every game, he was going to kill you, no matter what. Like, he just had that killer instinct. Every practice, he went harder than everybody, almost to the point where I'm sure it was fairly annoying. But because he was so great, people were like, all right, it would rub off on everyone. Do you remember
Do you remember when LeBron and the Big Three got together? When you had Chris Bosh doing this interview with talking about how the coach was making them practice too much?
I guess he felt that he was loosening up just a little bit too much, and he knows that he has to meet us halfway. So, you know, he wants to work, we want to chill, but we're going to have to work in order to get everything down, to get our timing down, and to get our chemistry down.
And that is why Michael Jordan will always be better than LeBron.
Well, I will tell you this, is that Juwan Odom from Seattle University was a seven-footer on that first rookie team with Jordan, who pretty much carried the team. What? Thank you. But no, I'm kidding. I'm just looking at the roster. It's pretty funny.
Bernard There's King no led one the NBA on in scoring in 1985.
Sidney Green, was Sidney Green okay?
He was okay.
Because I'm going to read you the roster, John, and Rich, and you tell me if Dave Corzine, I remember. Quentin Daly, you remember.
Yep.
But he's so old he went to San Francisco, yeah, which is like is where Bill Russell went. Okay. Quentin Daly is good. Chris Angler from Minnesota and Wyoming.
Okay.
Gentlemen. Sidney Green, we know, but it's Sidney Green, Dave Greenwood from UCLA, a 6'9", 222 player. Rod Higgins from Fresno State. Steve Johnson, are you listening to me? From Oregon State, a center of 6'10", 235 pounds. 6'10", 235.
Take a look at Caldwell Jones.
Well, I'm getting there. Caldwell Jones, a center, 6'11", 217.
Correct.
Very muscular.
Yes.
Charles Jones, also from Albany State, if a sibling, John. He is 10 years the junior. He's a shooting guard or a power forward. Then Jordan Wes Matthews, a point guard out of Wisconsin. Juwan Odom, a center. They have so many centers. They're crawling out of the thing. They have a bunch of seven-footers. He from Seattle University. Ennis Watley. And Orlando Worldridge, which we know, we actually absolutely know who he is. But gentlemen, is the roster that young Fred Tutcher would see at the Pontiac Silverdome when the Pistons would take on the Chicago Bulls. So there you go.
Why are Michael Jordan's eyes always so red?
Yeah, what was up with that at the beginning?
He's tired from gambling.
I mean, it looks like he's either been up all night crying or stoned.
No, he's been up all night gambling on his team, and then he has to go play baseball.
Maybe.
Because
he's been
gambling.
That was like as of maybe 10 years ago. I think the first time I noticed that was his Hall of Fame speech, where his eyes are now perpetually red.
I don't know if it's ever been an explanation. Ask Joe Murray. It's called the gambler's eyes. It's a man who's been up all night gambling.
Adubois,
the horse race is there. He's a man who's so fond of gambling, Rich, I would say.
Yeah. I wonder how long they're going to last night.
I mean, he's such a gambler. Like, I mean, he admits it. Like, I just wonder how down in the... I mean, if you have, like, all that time to tell a story of someone... They got to do at least 2 hours on his gambling. I mean, like, he gambling on golf, gambling. Well,
the only reason they might not is that he was gambling. Yeah, the only reason they might not, Fred, is that I was surprised last night. I didn't know what the whole angle of the documentary was about. And it's just about that final season where they gave them unprecedented access. Matter of fact, the whole deal was that Michael Jordan agreed to let somebody follow him around the entire season. But the agreement was he owned the rights to all of it. So he would have to give them permission in order to release it. And he sat on it for all these years. And then finally, a couple years ago, he said yes. And he thought the time was okay to do it. But it's the gambling came mostly after that, like, you know, when he was done with all of that. So I don't know if they're going to be able to go into that. Now, they do flashbacks, obviously, but I don't know if they're going to do many flash forwards.
But the thing is, Rich, how could this possibly be damaging to him? He's in the Hall of Fame. He owns a team. I mean, they can't retroactively kick him out of the owner's club, can
well,
they?
The thing is that it wouldn't do anything to him in terms of but it would just be his image. They won't take away the team. They won't do anything. I don't know what the term is.
I even think his image is beyond. I mean, he's such a conglomerate.
I agree, but he left the league because he was gambling. I mean, we agree on that, correct? We don't think he just wanted to go play baseball.
Listen, it sure seems that way, but I don't know if that's...
Okay, wait, hang on. You watched the thing yesterday.
Yep.
You saw the passion the man had for the game.
It was insane.
So you're telling me he was willing to walk away from the game that he loved and had embraced and had the passion for to go play baseball?
Well, they're setting it up to be that he was grossed out by the entire situation in Chicago, that when they got rid of Phil Jackson and told him that Phil Jackson's last year was going to be there, you know, they're setting it up to have there be a backstory as to why he left, and it had to do with upper management and Krause, who, once again, always looks like he just sniffed a fart.
By the way, if you're playing with Ennis Watley, don't walk away from the game. I will tell you that right now. If you're playing with Orlando Woodridge, I remember, sadly.
Woolridge.
You're right, Woolridge. Yeah. Sadly, I remember his career out of Notre Dame. John, I remember him playing college basketball.
I know. Big drug user, too. I guarantee
Yes, he was a huge cocaine guy. Big cocaine guy.
Yep.
Cocaine.
By the way, can I just say that anybody who gets really excited about the uniform reveals is pretty much a nerd?
I couldn't. What?
They just did the uniform reveals for the Patriots, and it's like,
no,
okay.
It's just, I don't care. I could care. Like here's the thing, is I could hoodwink you, Rich, if you are someone who cares about the uniform reveals. You're someone I could sell a bridge to.
timeline's full of people like, oh, my God, they ruined
okay.
it.
What? So here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know it, is that they're doing this, Rich. I don't know if people are aware, but I'm going to crack the code to make money. So I don't know if anyone noticed that, and I apologize for spoiling the or burying the lead. But, Rich, they're introducing these new uniforms, not for their exceptional fashion value, but so you'll buy them.
No.
And you know what? They look great.
That's right.
They look snappy.
I'm gonna tell you, the rollout was phenomenal. And you really should buy one.
I mean, teams are making these dramatic videos, and they make the players
Stand
they're
making a commercial for their clothes. It's a commercial for their clothes. I mean, that's what they want to do. They want to sell the stupid uniform.
It's one single uniform that I've had a problem with in all of my years of watching football, and that was about 5 years ago when what team had the highlighter colored pants? Because it actually hurt my eyes watching it on
Seattle?
TV.
Is it Oregon?
Was it Seattle?
Oh, it might have been Seattle. And you know what? It might have been. No.
No,
it might
Oregon.
Have been a college game. I think it was Oregon.
Oh, college game.
It was the Oregon Ducks, and they had those highlighter yellow pants, and I remember watching it and going, this is tough on my eyes. Like, it actually hurt my eyes to watch this. That's the only uniform I've ever had an issue with. I don't care what you wear.
Well, Rich, I will let you in on another secret, is that they want your money.
So they switch it up so you will buy it. That's right.
Yes. If I have a business and I am selling many things, I would come up with something new to sell to you that have already bought my old thing.
Well, Fred, that is the ultimate transition into what I need to present to you next.
Okay, I know, and I can't wait, and I don't know what it is, and I know it involves an asshole Whoops. Are we in a pandemic? I'm unaware. Dan, did you get that?
I do, Fred. You need to come back to this building. You need to. I need to see your pretty face.
Oh my God.
Okay, I know it involves a man I'm not overly fond of. But...
you know what it involves?
Yeah.
That's right. I said a-hole. If you're probably one of the million, all the people that are listening online, you heard me say it,
which is essentially everyone.
Am I the only one feeling this way?
Marconi.
Am I the only one feeling this way?
Yeah, I'm not like you. I feel weird, but you're feeling it this morning, man. You are feeling it.
This is different, right here.
Is it bad?
No, it's kind of funny, to be honest.
I got to imagine it's loose as a goose.
No, you're good. It's just worse than most days. Yes.
What, worse?
No,
this
what
is
I'm
the
saying
talent,
is,
baby.
You're
this is oozing.
Feeling worse than most days. That was
you're,
my point.
You're ooze. I'm oozing talent. I'm shooting the crap with you two.
Yes.
Come on now. All right. Do you think people can't relate to this? I mean, people have to relate to this, right?
Yes.
That I've been I'm trapped. My son is sitting next to me, and I'm trapped. All right. Well, we'll find out what this a-hole's got going on. Just a minute.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Toucher, Rich, Wallach, and you.
Dan, go ahead.
What could possibly go wrong?
Fred, you are infuriating.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. My kids are so over me being on the radio. By the way, if you're watching Everybody Loves Raymond, The episode is the very special episode where they talk about the dad's jazz records. And they meant a lot to him during the Korean War. And so, Rich, if you're paying attention to that, I will tell you that it's the jazz records episode.
Very nice.
No, it's like super weird. No, it's like super weird. Like, he goes and he, like, I guess there was a flood in the basement. So Raymond goes down and all these jazz records have been ruined. So he gets the jazz records, like, on a CD. And he puts them in. And the father goes, I love my records. Like, I don't like these. But it was, like, a very moving episode, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what's going on in my life, Rich?
It sounds like a lot of Everybody Loves Raymond.
I'm analyzing Everybody Loves Raymond. Mm-hmm. All right. What do you have for me? I hear there's a butthole that is doing stuff that we need to talk about.
Right. I saw this and I said, hey, you know what? I'm going to put this in the old file for Freddie T because something tells me he would be a big fan of it. There was an article that was written in The Athletic. Once again, we had Jeff Howe from The Athletic. You can get it for free, I think, for 90 days.
90 days during this quarantine.
Why not? It's worth it. You should do it. And if it's free, hey, why not? And it's about your favorite member of the New England Patriots, Fred. The title of the article is Julian Edelman Built a Business on Social Media Even as Tom Brady Poked Fun.
Okay, Fred, well, he has not built any business, but okay, go ahead.
Well, this article wants to prove otherwise, Fred.
Okay,
so,
well, I will like to hear their debate because okay. I am saying he has failed miserably.
Well, it says
in his urge to be an international superstar, I would say he has failed, and I would bet, Rich, mm-hmm. in fact, that he has lost money on this. But go ahead.
It says it started with a haircut, then a well-timed Breaking Bad-themed post, and then some silly parody videos about making smoothies. Julian Edelman's toil from seventh-round flyer pick to the upper reaches of the NFL is well told. But long before he stacked up receptions, touchdowns, and titles, he piled up a social media following that today underpins a multi-million dollar retail business.
No, that's not true. I mean, there's no way. If I know business at all, which I claim to know a little, the money he's put forth to make this business run is far more than he has gained.
Now, you and I have had debates about this. My whole thing has been I've seen the JE11 stuff a lot around town, especially.
I don't. But I would dare you to go to California and see a JE11 piece of item.
And that
or
may
to
be
New York
case.
City.
Yes.
And to see a piece of JE11 memorabilia. And those are two, you know what, Rich?
What's that?
I'm giving you three of the largest cities in America.
They're very big. Yes, they are.
Yes, they are, baby.
They say he has
now.
More than 6 million followers across Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. But
wow,
really
that's
tells-
really... And you know who also has a lot... Hey, Milo, who's a Fortnite guy that has a lot of followers? Just come on now. How many followers does he have? How many followers does he have?
I don't get what you mean by followers.
The kids don't even know what followers mean. The guy that is the big Fortnite guy, how many?
On TikTok?
Yeah.
Probably like
17,000. Okay, well, he doesn't know what the hell he's
no,
talking about.
Seriously, no.
17,000 is the biggest? Okay, well, I guess my point is moot.
Okay, well, so he's got more than the Fortnite guy.
I would assume that it's well over a million.
Well, they say that only tells part of the story. Measured by user engagement, posts, and video views, Edelman is in the top 5 of the most popular NFL players. That's why he's been able to create a living, thriving brand, JE11, off his quirky videos and timely, funny posts. Behind it is a quick-moving trio of companies employing 17.
Stop. Do you know anyone who talks about his posts?
I know people who retweet
talk
them.
Radio?
Yes.
Oh, who retweets them?
Oh, every sports writer.
Are they in mental hospitals?
Apparently,
I mean,
Pasta
who
Joe likes
his posts.
Pasta Joe.
Well, Pasta Joe is on fire. I told you, Pasta Joe retweeted something from him. Pasta Joe. So, if you have the likes of Pasta Joe, tastemakers, Rich, mm-hmm. Retweeting your stuff or liking your stuff, Pasta Joe didn't even retweet it; he just liked it.
Uh huh.
You have an empire on your hands.
Well, Fred, it says behind his success is a quick-moving trio of companies employing 17 that churns out a steady stream of content, pouncing
so
on seemingly every opportunity.
Hang on. So he's paying 17 people mm-hmm. to work social media accounts?
He is. He did a very cool Photoshop of him dunking over
okay.
a goalpost.
Rich, I'm going to bet. I'm just going to guess. This guy's not the greatest businessman in the world.
Well, listen, let me finish.
Well, I could run a small. I could run. Acumen. Hang on, I could run a small business with eight people. I could open a bagel shop and employ 7 to 8 people and have that run and be successful. All right, go ahead.
When I first got in the NFL in 2009, I was the first guy in the locker room, one of the first guys to have social media. Edelman says of his early years with the Patriots, Tommy Brady would always make fun of me. It's one of those things he'd say. If you got into the playbook like you got on your phone with all this stuff you're doing, you'd be a lot smarter football
player.
Okay,
so who does he bring up again?
Tom Brady, of course.
Someone famous, more famous. Yep. Than him.
He said,
you know who's more famous than him?
Who?
Me. All right, go ahead.
He says that to go humor.
I will not, and I am not convinced that's wrong, but go ahead.
He says that go-to humor is littered throughout his social media, designed to attract and entertain followers who might then buy his merchandise. But step back for a moment before running to Google the funniest Edelman social media offerings.
Oh, well, all right. Rich, let's take a step back. Because okay, we're about to get knocked down by a comedy wave. This is Kinison in his prime. I mean, let's take a step back because we're going to – I mean, my knee is already aching. Because I know I'm going to slap it.
The joking jock, though, he said the joking jock, though, is also an astute businessman. He recognized early the value of social media to build his brand. He admits he was stunned when a blender maker, Ninja, paid him $50,000 in 2015 for using its product in one of the smoothie videos that ran on his YouTube channel. The smoothie videos were an idea that came up for Edelman to spoof cooking shows, and they took off. Now, Fred, I want you to sit back, hold on to your chair, and bite your lip for a moment. Since launching his business in 2013, he has sold more than $10 million worth of merchandise, from T-shirts to yarmulkes to children's books, through social media platforms and his own JE11 website. After throwing a pass for a touchdown in a game several years ago in a trick play, Edelman's team within hours created a shirt to play homage to the feat, and over 4 days sold $250,000 of them.
Well, Wallach, you will agree that there's nothing cooler than a JE11 yarmulke.
Hell yes.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a Orthodox Jew and have a Red Sox-themed yarmulke.
Can't even find those. They're all sold out.
I mean, you got to make it yourself, John, at this point. I mean,
that's ghetto,
JE11. What was that?
That's ghetto, though. You can't do that.
No, you can sew one. What's the big deal? You can sell.
I don't know what the craftsmanship will equal out. You know, it wouldn't be the same.
All right. Well, I would question the math on that. I'm being told, I guess, on Twitter that I am wrong, but I would question the math on having 17 people work for me. What are you paying them? $10? So okay. So if I want you to
Fred,
work on my
Julian
hang on,
Edelman.
Hang on a second. Okay. If I want you to work for my social media company and I'm making this kind of money, what am I paying you?
Nothing. Like you're paying him like 15, 20 grand a year.
Okay, so 15 grand?
Yeah, to just run his social media account. Yeah.
So they can pay 1 month's rent? I mean,
I have a feeling this guy does a million other people. It's not just Edelman's guy. So okay. If you pay, that's
right.
Pretty good. That's pretty
all
good
right.
Payment
all
for
right. Everyone's. You know. Everyone's right, and I'm wrong.
Fred, he has made $10 million in merchandise sales. Which, how much do you think he's made in his career as a Patriot?
That's gross, baby.
Somebody looked that up.
That's gross.
I'm going
that's
to.
That's
I got
gross
it.
Profits.
Because he's got to be like in the. He's always been kind of underpaid, so wouldn't you think he's like in the 20s
by
somewhere?
By the way, Ninja has
Ninja has like 75 million followers.
He has 5.6 million followers.
Oh, I thought it was more than that.
But, okay. I mean, good. Good
he's
for
probably
him.
Made like in the 30s. So Edelman's probably made in the 30s, so just think about that. Almost a third, like he's made a third just in merchandising. $10 million worth of merch he has sold, according to this article.
Well, listen, I mean, if I could get my son is Jewish and my daughter is Jewish, but I would, if my son, Milo, would you like a Julian Edelman yarmulke? All right, He's not in favor of that. But sitting here with Jewish children, they are not interested in the Julian Edelman yarmulke.
So you could think the stuff he's selling is really cheesy, and it is, and that he makes money off of other people's names, like Bill Belichick merchandise and Tom Brady merchandise and Boogeyman merchandise, but he sold $10 million worth of it.
I am going to say this, is that my children do not want his yarmulkes. Well, the daughter wouldn't wear it.
That's a shirt. But my children do not want your yarmulke.
My son does not want... Milo, get on the microphone. Milo, get on the microphone. I know you're playing Fortnite. Come on. Come on, boy. Rich, ask him if he wants the yarmulke.
Would you like, Milo, a Julian Edelman yarmulke?
No.
What person's yarmulke would you like?
No one's, because I don't need one.
Okay. All right. Well, if he doesn't need a yarmulke, Fred, then he doesn't need Julian Edelman's yarmulke.
By the way... He was playing Fortnite while you were talking to him. That's where we've gotten to in this world.
He's multitasking.
He's so over me being on the radio that he was playing Fortnite. But if anyone would, but John and Ridge, if someone wanted a yarmulke of J11, who more than my boy, my young Jewish son, would want one? You know.
Mm-hmm. How about a Sammy D yarmulke, if Sammy D made a yarmulke?
Well, he's got to be a little more Jewish. I mean, he's not. I don't think he's Jewish. We have to find a new Jewish hero. I'll scathe the Jets roster for a Jew, and then I will let you know if there is one on there.
By the way, Rich, I totaled it up, you know, just eyeballing it. Edelman's earned about $25, $30 million in his career.
So making an extra $10 million off merchandise is... awesome. Like, I mean, that's pretty ridiculous to make that much money. As I said, Fred, I didn't, at first when they first came out, I laughed. But then I started seeing JE11 stuff. Like, you go to a Celtics game, a Bruins game, there's JE11 stuff.
I'm questioning the whole thing. I'm just questioning it.
The validity
of
the amount of money he's made?
The amount, I question the gross money, and then I question the amount of money he's pocketed.
Now,
out of that.
Now, if he has 17 million people, or not 17 million, if he has 17 people on his payroll to do that cheap Photoshop-looking thing I saw this morning, then you got to fire 16 of them.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Why do you have 17 people on the payroll? You don't need that.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, you got to be paying them a decent wage. I mean, if he's paying them, like you said, $15,000 a year, then he's a slumlord. He's a piece of garbage.
I just don't know why you need that.
He's giving
that.
A non-living wage to people. Rich?
Yeah, well, $10 bucks, man. That's crazy.
Well, we'll see if that's true. All right, we'll be right back.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
More of Tutcher and Rich.
Tough is never what you think it is.
On Boston's Home for Sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, Sports Hub.
If you run the marathon, if you try to run the marathon route Monday, you're not a champion. You're actually not helping us. You're putting people at risk. You're putting first safety responders at risk. It's not a great accomplishment. You're not going to be celebrated for it. No one's going to be clapping for you. We won't be celebrating you here in Boston, I can tell you that.
And a FUD Sports Hub, we are Tutcher and Rich. That is Marty Walsh, I assume, talking about people that are running the marathon.
I thought that was awesome. He's like, no one's going to clap for you. So
I don't know why it bothers him.
What's that?
Run the marathon.
No. It's because if somebody, because you know how many people get injured while trying to run, or yes, they try to do it, and I mean, think of all the people at the end of the at the finish line, all the doctors there. They don't want to take first responders away from people having to do that. Or people running
that.
In traffic. So,
there's no traffic. But
yeah, I was just going to say, not a lot of resistance.
If you're
out
running
there.
It today, I mean, go run it. But if you get hurt, don't expect anyone to come out.
Well, let's.
So that's what I will say.
And that's what the point he was making. It wasn't because, you know, like you're not social distancing. It's you are going to risk having people to have to come and deal with you if you continue to do this.
No, I think that that's correct. I agree with you.
Well, the other thing too, Fred, having to do with that, you know, you're talking about people, you know, kind of going nutty right now. Well, you've seen, you know, all of these protests that have been going at the capitals, you know, in these different states and people all going insane. Well, there has been this thing that's been going around the internet, which I think is fantastic. And it's a sheet you can print out. And that is if you believe that your rights are now being taken away and that you should be protesting and standing next to all of these people, then you should sign something that says, I give up my rights if I get sick and if I get the coronavirus for anyone have to waste their first responders time.
Okay,
to come and save you.
I'm sorry to talk over you. Dan told me I was doing that too much. But I will say this, is that I don't understand what rights you're giving up. No one is telling you you can't go outside. You're not in China. They're not like, you know, like spraying you with a hose. I mean, I don't know what rights you want. You don't have the right to... Now, if I own a store or a restaurant, I could go, well, I have the right to keep this open. That's fine. But if you're just a guy, what am I doing? What rights of mine are being taken away?
Well, Fred, if you see the
right
signs
now,
and you hear what they're saying,
I could go outside. Well, I shaved my head. I could go outside right now and go around the neighborhood. I could run the marathon. I could do whatever I want. I mean, I have complete freedom. There's no one telling me I can't do anything. I could set up a lemonade stand. I could do anything. I mean, the government's not telling me I can. I mean, I could go fly to Nantucket with you, and then I could go sit on the beach. No one's telling me I can't do it. I mean, this whole Michigan crap. By the way, it's Lansing, not Detroit. But the whole Michigan crap is I don't know what they want the government to do. The government's saying, "All right, listen. There's this virus out there, and it's highly contagious. And so we're going to shut down these businesses. And if I own one of these businesses, I'm sick. I understand that. I'm just infuriated." That my business has been closed down, but I understand it. But the people that are going against this are not the business owners; they're just jackasses
who want to get that are like
you can drive. They're at the state capitol. Like you can. What are you doing? You can drive. No one's told you you can't drive.
Well, this
you can sit on
around.
The state capitol steps. You can pee on them. No. I mean, what do you want?
I don't know if you can pee on them. That's public indecent exposure. I don't know.
I think that you can get away with it 9 times out of 10.
You probably could.
Lansing, I don't think that there's a lot of people wandering around the great city of Lansing, Michigan.
Well, this thing over around, it says, if you would like to protest the quarantine, please feel free to download and print the form a healthcare lawyer just made. Then download the DNR, do not resuscitate, and refusal of treatment form so our ventilators will not be used on you. You can make a statement, but do not put our frontline healthcare workers at
at risk. Our doctors, nurse, police, fire, EMT, and any hospital staff have been putting their lives on the line for us. And it's got this COVID-19 lockdown protester badge. And it says, to demonstrate my commitment to my freedoms and to compensate for the extra burden I am putting on the U.S. medical system, I hereby decline medical treatment for COVID-19-related medical conditions.
Rich, if you look at the Michigan protest, there were guys with, like, the masks on. And they would... So you're saying, okay, well, you can't have it both ways. You can't have the mask on and be going crazy in Lansing. And they also in Lansing, which is, by the way, not in Detroit, very far away, but it's the capital of Michigan, is that they had lined up their cars in front of a hospital, which is odd to me to think that why you would do that in that. What's the hospital doing that's bothering you? Like, okay, like you hate the governor and she's been real tough and everything. Okay, but like, what's the hospital done to you? Like, they, and so the doctor had to come out and beg these cars to move from in front of the hospital so sick people could get into the hospital to be cured.
It's insane.
No, it's insane. That one was insane.
Then there was the one that was in like Austin, and I mean, there's been a few, and it's and you know they opened up the beaches down in Jacksonville, and of course everyone's you know congregating and doing all that, and I mean some of those people, it's pretty amazing. Like the one, there was one that was standing in front of a Baskin Robbins with like a sign, and I'm just laughing the entire time. She's fighting for her right to get ice cream.
Yeah, and that's not. If I own the Baskin Robbins, it sucks. And then, you know, maybe I got a problem. But if I want Baskin Robbins, that's not a violation of your rights. If Baskin Robbins goes out of business, it's not in the Constitution that you get to get ice cream from Baskin Robbins. Like, I get if your business is going under, and I get it, and I totally understand it, and I know that. But it's not. But that's not you on the beach. Or that's not you in front of the hospital, or you know that's not going to help you. I get the problems that people are having, and I totally understand, and I am compassionate. I know that this lockdown is terrible, and that I know a lot of people that have been furloughed. A lot of people that have been furloughed or lost their jobs. A lot, far more than I would like, and. You know, they're pissed. But, I mean, come on.
But it's like, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, you know, I kind of want to – it's weird, too, because, you know, I see these people out there, and they're all standing together, and they're like, you know, I'm, you know, who cares? This is – you know, let's open it back up. And then I think about my aunt, or Mary's aunt, rather, who is now on oxygen in the hospital. Did nothing. Like, I mean, she – the only thing she did was she followed all the rules, except she went to the grocery store, like, once a week. And that's apparently it, and somehow she got it. And I'm just sitting there going, it's everywhere right
she
now.
She was highly irresponsible. I don't know. I don't know what people are thinking. I honestly don't. And you're going to tell me, not you, but the listeners are going to go, you said it was the flu. Well, I was taking the advice of doctors at the time. And
Dr. Drew.
No. Doctors that I know said it. They were wrong. I mean, obviously wrong. Listen, if you have a small business or you have a business, I mean, I know people who've lost 70% of their customers, and it sucks. And I can't help you. I wish I could. But you going out and congregating it is not going to get
making
it going
it worse.
Any faster.
It's making this go worse. Longer. Yeah. Yeah.
Believe me, I want schools open more than anything in the world. But that's not going to happen.
There's somebody, by the way, I empathize with you. I know you said that your kids are, you know, they don't think that you're, you know, they're over you being on the radio. Do you remember that really lovable little kid that came in to the guy who was doing a news? He was on like CNN overseas, and the little girl came in while he was trying to work from home.
Yeah.
Well, the opposite of that happened. Here is a guy live on the BBC who was doing one of those broadcasting from home things with the anchor who was back in the studio. And this guy's teenage son walked in, and here's how it went.
What would you say in those circumstances? Oh, I think you've got to...
Well, I'm on
fuck off! I'm on live telly! Fuck off out of it! Get out of my office! I want to fucking hell! Fuck off, you little twat!
Well, that's how I normally talk to my children, but certainly not on the air. One has to censor oneself when they're on the air. My son's playing Fortnite. How far from I can touch you if I want to? Yeah, my son's playing Fortnite right next to me, so I would love to yell and swear, but we're on the air. All right, Rich, we're living a full life. We will be back in just a moment.
Dutcher and Ritt.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.